Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. There are a lot of Jack stories out there. He's a classic character for a reason, always finding his way in and out of interesting situations. He's the perfect everyman hero of folk stories. Today we have a brand new Jack story told by friend of the show, Ginger Parkinson. Here's Ginger with Jack and the Three-Headed Giant.
Hello, my name is Ginger Parkinson, and there are more Jack stories than beans in the fields. So today I'm going to share maybe a Jack story you haven't heard. Jack and the Three-Headed Giant. I have been telling for stories for over 22 years, and I'm grateful to share this with you today. Every single day, Jack would get up and his mom would say, "Jack, go out and milk the cow." And Jack would milk the cow. "Jack, go out and weed the garden." And Jack would go out and weed the garden. "Jack, go out and chop the wood." And Jack would chop the wood. And, well, one day when Jack was milking the cow and weeding the garden and chopping the wood, he got an idea. And he walked into his little cabin and he said, "Mama, I think it is high time that you start paying me. I think you should pay me to milk the cow or weed the garden or chop the wood." And his mother went, "Oh, Jack, you think I should pay you? Well, that's a nice thought, Jack, but I can't pay you because I don't have any money. And frankly, Jack, we're a family, and families help each other out. They help milk the cow and weed the garden and chop the wood. That's how we make our way in the world." And Jack said, "Well, maybe I should leave, and maybe I should go out into the world and make my own way." And his mother said, "Go right ahead, Jack." So Jack, that very moment, started walking down that road. He was walking down that road and he was like, I'm going to have an adventure and I am going to go find my fortune. And then 20 minutes into his walk, his stomach went, "I'm starving." Because, well, Jack was a teenage boy and, well, his stomach was often hungry, and Jack realized he had a very big problem. He had no food, he had no money, and he didn't have his mother to make a sandwich for him. And so Jack looked around, and there he saw a castle, and he said, "Oh, kings always have food. I will go work for the king for the day and I will get some food." So he went to the castle and he went, "Your Majesty, I am Jack and I will do any service for you if you will just give me some food." And the king looked at Jack. He said, "You will do any service for me?" "Yes, Your Majesty, I will work for you. I will do anything for you." "Very well." So the king handed Jack a pail, an empty bucket. And he said, "Jack, I want you to go up that hill right over there. On the top of that hill is my cherry orchard. I want you to pick this bucket full of cherries, bring it back down to me, and my royal pastry chef will make you the best cherry pie you have ever made." He said, "Oh, I love cherry pie. Happy to do it." So he picked up the bucket and he started walking. And then as he was walking and halfway up the hill, the king says, "Oh, Jack, by the way, there's a bit of a problem with a three-headed giant." "What? A three-headed giant?" "Yes, I'll pay you 100 gold coins per head." Well, Jack was like, "I don't want to face a three-headed giant." And then the king did a very kingly thing and he said, "Jack, I command you to go up." and he had no choice. So Jack walked the rest of the way up the hill, but he walked up the hill slowly. So slowly, like, you know, when your mother tells you to clean your bedroom and you don't want to do it. So you work at climbing up the hill and work on cleaning your bedroom, but not really doing anything at all. And as he slowly went up that hill, he got an idea. He got to the edge of the cherry orchard. He climbed up into the first tree, and he was up in where the leaves are. And he started picking the cherries as fast as he could. He thought, maybe the giant won't see me. When all of a sudden, Jack heard, boom, boom, boom. He felt the ground shake underneath him, and Jack peeked through the leaves. Boom, boom, boom. And Jack saw the three-headed giant. Now, this three-headed giant had three names because there were three heads. In the middle, on one side, there was three eyes because he had three eyes, two in the middle, like you and I, and one in the middle of his forehead. And then on the other side was one eye because one eye had one eye right in the middle of his head. And then in between three eyes and one eyes was two eyes. That had two eyes, just like you and I. But I am going to tell you, even though two eyes was very, very ordinary, his mother still loved him. And so Jack, he was like, what am I going to do? Then he got an idea. He picked a cherry and he threw it. And it landed on Three Eyes' head. Boom. And Three Eyes looked over at Two Eyes. He says, why are you throwing cherries at me? And Two Eyes looked at Three Eyes. He says, I didn't throw any cherries at you. Yes, you did. I just got hit with a cherry. And if you throw one more cherry at me, I'm going to pop your head off. Well, that was pretty easy. So what did Jack do? He picked another cherry and he threw it. Pew! And it hit Three Eyes, bam, right in the back of the head. And Three Eyes looked over Two Eyes and says, that's it, Two Eyes. And he took his great big two hands. He popped off Two Eyes' head and it rolled down the hill. Well, then, Jack, that worked pretty well. So Jack took another cherry and he threw it. And he hit one eye, bam, right in the back of the head. And one eye looked over at Three Eyes. He says, Three Eyes, why are you throwing cherries now? And Three Eyes says, I didn't throw any cherries. He says, yes, you did. I just got hit in the head with the cherry. And if you throw one more cherry at me, I'm going to pop your head off. So what did Jack do? He picked another cherry and he threw it. Pew! And it hit one eye, bam, right in the head. And one eye said, that's it, Three Eyes. I'm done with this. And he took his great big hands and he took them around the neck and popped off Three Eyes' head. And it rolled down the hill. And then one eye took his one great big eye and he started looking around that cherry orchard. And one eye saw Jack in between those leaves and those branches. He says, you're the one that's been throwing the cherries, and now my brother's heads have rolled down the hill. I'm gonna pop your head off. And started to walk, boom, 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 towards Jack. And Jack was like, oh no, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Well, he did what he did all the other times, and he took another cherry and he threw it, pew, and it hit one eye, squish, right in the middle of his one eye, and it popped that eye had started to dribble down One Eye's face. And One Eye was like, I'm blind, I'm blind, I can't see. And he tripped over a root of the cherry tree and he hit his neck on a sharp rock and his head popped off and rolled down the hill. Well, Jack, he took his bucket and he quickly filled it full of cherries. And he went down the hill to the king. He handed the king that bucket of cherries, he says. And now I would like you to get me 300 gold coins. And the king was like, and why would I be getting you 300 gold coins? He says, because at the bottom of your cherry hill, there are three giant heads. And the king looked at Jack, and he sent some servants off. And they picked up that heads, and they came back. And when the king saw the heads, he quickly went down into his coffers and got 300 gold coins. And when the pastry chef had finished that perfect pie, the king handed over the gold and that warm pie to Jack. And Jack started walking down the road, but he had had enough adventure for that day. And so he went home. He walked into the door, and his mom's like, Jack, how you doing? He said, oh, Mama, I have got to tell you a story. And they sat down at their little table. They both took a fork and they just started eating that cherry pie that was so good. And he told his mama about how he defeated the three-headed giant. And then he showed his mama the gold coins. And then when his mom saw the gold coins, Jack said, Mama, now do you think you could pay me for milking the cows or weeding the garden or chopping the wood? And Jack's mom folded her arms and crossed her chest and said, well, Jack, I think I can. And so Jack was paid for his chores. But when the gold coins were gone, Jack went on his next adventure, where he climbed up a beanstalk and met his next giant.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Ginger Parkinson, for sharing her story. Ginger is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. Be sure to check her and the guild out at utahstorytellingguild.website. If you'd like Ginger to perform for you, she is available for festivals, schools, and libraries. During Halloween, she can be a witch, and at Christmas, she can be Mrs. Claus. She can be reached via email at gingerparkinson@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.